Hi, Noam.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Radio Free Los Angeles.
With you.
thanks so much for being on the show. I want to let you know that you're probably the Noam Chomsky books are the ones most prominently featured on the Rage tour bus, so it's a privilege.
So I've heard.
Election year. Thought we'd talk a little bit about democracy. One of the unquestionable ideas that were force-fed from our first days in school is that we do live in a democracy. In your opinion, in what sense is our society democratic?
Well, I should say that if that's true, an awful lot of people don't believe it.
Uh-huh.
There's a regular Gallup poll for years has been regularly asking people who they think the government works for. And it's usually been running about 50% saying the few and the special interests, not the people. Last year went up to 82%.
Wow.
So that's at least what the public thinks about it.
Wow.
As to whether it's a democracy, I mean, I don't think there's a simple answer. Has lots of different dimensions. I mean, basically, the question is to what extent do people have a meaningful way of articulating their own ideas and putting them forward in the political arena and controlling decisions? That's the general question. Now, if you look at the United States, well, you know, in some respects that's true, but in many respects it just isn't true at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in the political arena, first of all, there's one huge segment of social and economic life which is simply excluded from public control in law and in principle, and it's the most important part. It has to do with what's produced and how it's distributed and so on and so forth. That's all in the hands of what amount to huge private tyrannies,
mm-hmm.
which are about as totalitarian in character as any institutions that humans have so far concocted, and are mostly on their only accountability to the public is through quite limited regulatory mechanisms. I mean the whole corporate system, and they have extraordinary power over not only what happens in the workplace, but the nature of our lives and given their resources over the political system. And you can't say they control the media because they are the media. And that's an enormous, a huge sector of life that's out of public influence and control in a manner which would have absolutely appalled someone like, say, Thomas Jefferson, who already condemned the very early stages of it that he saw and said that they would bring an end to democracy and restore aristocratic, the worst kind of aristocratic rule. So that's one sector. Well, what about the public arena, the technically public arena, the government? The fact is that in practice there happens to be, at the higher levels, very little way for, right now at least, for the public to influence anything that goes on. As you move down to the lower levels, you know, when you get to the, say, you know, your local community, the school board and so on, yeah, then there's much more of an opportunity. Incidentally, at the intermediate level, say the state level, although you'd think superficially that the public could influence things more, that's the opposite is the case. The reason is that at the state level, business power is far more dominant. Even a middle-sized business can have huge influence over state governments by, for example, such measures as threatening to move across the border, whereas only the bigger guys can control the federal government. That's part of the reason why there's such pressure on the far right to on the so-called conservatives to devolve power from the federal to the state level, which mm-hmm. they can control a lot more easily. And when you get to the federal government, we've been sold a line, you know, for 50 years of intense corporate propaganda that the government is the enemy. There cannot be a government that's by, for, and of the people. Well, in practice, the description is not inaccurate. The government is, to a large extent, the enemy, but the reason is that it's so largely under the control of the private tyrannies that are excluded from, you know, they're sort of off in the corner somewhere, you're not supposed to see them. But the reason for the anti-government propaganda is obvious enough. I mean, the purpose is to remove decision making and from the public arena, where the public does, in principle, and sometimes even in practice, have ways to participate in it and take part in it, and shift it over to the private arena, where it's totally out of control.
Right.
Well, so when you ask about the government, I mean, it's a complicated story. I mean, it's the potentially the instruments and mechanisms are there by which the public could, if organized and, you know, controlling resources and so on, could play a significant, in fact, dominant role in what happens. But in practice, it doesn't work. So, like in the current election, you know, there's two moderate Republicans running.
Right.
They're almost pretty hard to distinguish.
Right. And so that's why the majority of eligible voters just stays home on election day.
Yeah. In fact, I mean, even the things like, say, I read recently that even, you know, the new relaxed the measures to increase voter registration are mostly drawing in wealthier people.
Mm-hmm.
Poorer people apparently just don't see any point.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the primaries were kind of interesting in that regard. There was only one candidacy contested, although there was a huge amount of money spent, way more than before. But people just stayed away.
Mm-hmm.
Dole won I think it was around 20 primaries, which put him over the top. And in that set, about 1 million people voted for him. In one state,